This Week in the Civil War, on Tuesday, April 4, 1863, Union ironclads under the command of Flag Officer Samuel DuPont steamed into Charleston Harbor and, in an ill-advised maneuver, attacked Fort Sumter. Confederate shore batteries and those at Sumter returned fire, successfully damaging five of the attacking Union warships. The combined Confederate batteries fired over 2,200 shells at their attackers, compared to only 154 fired from the ironclads. That night, DuPont decided that Charleston could not be taken by naval force alone. Despite light casualties on both sides, the Union attack had been successfully thwarted, with the USS Keokuk sinking the following morning. Despite this defeat, Lincoln ordered DuPont to hold his position inside the Charleston Harbor. Fort Sumter was too important a Union target to be disregarded. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.